Mountains have always held a special place within the story of God, like our personal experience, standing there atop a mountain, looking out at a breathtaking view, feeling as if the world is beneath our feet and we are a little bit closer to the heavens, brushing up against the mysterious presence of Almighty God. The mountains have long been places of holy encounters, like Moses ascending to great heights on Mount Sinai, returning with the tablets, seeing the people. But Moses was different, and you could see it all over his face, quite literally. His face was shining bright. The people didn't know what to make of it. They were nervous. When he walked through the crowd, it parted like the Red Sea. People just stammered back, not sure what to do or what to think. So Moses puts a veil on his face. And the disciples, Peter, James, and John, had a similar experience, not quite knowing what to make of it. They followed Jesus up to the mountain to pray. And as Jesus was praying and the disciples were trying to keep their eyes open, they see this light shining around Jesus and Moses and Elijah on either side. And then this voice says, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." We heard a similar voice back at Jesus' baptism. "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And the disciples were ecstatic. They never wanted to leave. "Let's build some dwelling places. Let's set up camp. Let's stay here forever." That the mountaintop is just that wonderful. And there are moments in our lives that we can think back to when our vision of God was a little bit clearer. When we felt a little bit closer to the purpose of our lives, and we never wanted the moment to end. Did everything felt just right, aligned with the presence of God in our lives? But we know that life never stands still. So we cannot long for the mountain and ignore the valley, because the valley is also a part of life. And if we are not careful, the mountain can end up limiting our view of God if we think that that's the only place where God is found. Perhaps that's the reason the next morning Jesus said, "I know what you're thinking, but it's time to go back down the mountain and into the valley." Because God is found in unlikely places. If we were to visit the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., a place where families go to mourn and remember and tourists go to learn, there are hidden surprises that apparently during World War II all around Europe, you could find this common graffiti. It's a rather simple drawing. It was of a bald man with a long nose leaning over a ledge, and it said, "Kilroy was here." It was both an act of rebellion and a sign of comfort. It was rebellious because the soldiers were not supposed to draw graffiti and leave it behind, but it did give them a sense of control over their situation. But it was also a sign of comfort, because any time you were deployed and sent to a new place and you saw that drawing, you knew someone else had been there before, that you were not alone. And if you walk around the memorial in Washington, D.C., in the crevices and the corners, you can find these drawings that say, Kilroy was here. That when we are walking through a valley, we have to remember that we are never alone. That God is found in unlikely places. Just look at Jesus' life. A first century Jewish peasant growing up in a relatively unknown region of Galilee that has no prominence in history, and yet we find the presence of God there. And then Jesus goes on to say some unlikely things. Whereas we hold up busyness next to holiness, Jesus turns to Martha working in the kitchen and says, please, come, sit, and be still. And whereas we have this tendency to equate a successful with faithful, Jesus looks at the disciples and said, in order to follow me, you have to take up your cross and give up your possessions. And whereas when life becomes hard and we have to grit our teeth to get through it, we wonder what we did wrong. But there is Jesus walking with the disciples on their way to Emmaus after Good Friday and before they heard the good news of Easter morning, where Jesus is trying to explain how victory can sometimes look like defeat. That God is found in unlikely places. Now, to be certain, we should never ever bless the valley as if heartache or tragedy is a good thing. But we also cannot assume that God is not found there. As Caleb Wilde, a third generation funeral home director, having sat with family after family through every situation imaginable, writes, we can look up, and sometimes we find that the rock bottom experience is somehow a mountaintop. Because for the first time in a long time, we can see the light at the top. That in this life, we do not simply chase happiness. Rather, we seek meaning and purpose. That if we only and solely chase happiness, we're never able to face the valley. All we can do is run from it. But if we seek meaning and purpose, we discover the steadfast love of God wherever we are. It's why the word alongside is so sacred, that God walks alongside of us. which is the story of the global ministry's offering. It is an opportunity for us to walk alongside those in need. It's why Jesus turned Peter, James, and John and said, it's time to go back down into the valley. It's because of the word alongside. That through the jail ministry, we walk alongside those who are incarcerated. Through going down to the community market, we walk alongside those who are food insecure. Through supporting Watering Malawi, we walk alongside of those who need clean water in Malawi, Africa. It's the story of the GMO. That through our prayers and gifts, partnering with others, supporting field personnel or missionaries, we walk alongside others in need around the world. Last fall, we drove to see my brother and his family. And when they moved into their house years ago, one of the first things they did was build a line of raised beds all around the right side of their house. Throughout the years, they've planted various greens and vegetables, all of which we have enjoyed. And on this particular trip last fall, as my sister-in-law was cutting up fruit for breakfast, she said, "You are not going to believe what we found in the garden." Right there in the corner of one of the raised beds, even though we have never, ever planted cantaloupe, three of them have grown, one of which was part of our breakfast. That they were volunteer plants, not planted intentionally, that somehow the wind carried the seeds and dropped them right there in the raised bed, or they were added inadvertently through the compost mixed with the soil. But they were just volunteered, not part of the plan. That they were unlikely gifts of grace. And the Spirit of God can blow through our lives, whether on the mountaintop or down in the valley, and the love of Christ can find us even when we are not looking for it. That we look up, and there is the light of God that we so desperately needed to see. So whenever we have the opportunity to walk alongside of those in need, we volunteer. Because that seems to be what the grace of God does. Amen.